If you're in a state of emotional grief and sorrow after the ending of a long-term relationship, then this episode is for you. We're going to talk about how you can shift your energy and move from those low vibrational states into a place of more ease and joy and grace on today's episode of Raise Your Vibe and Heal. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. I have a free gift for you to help you on your healing journey. When you visit lisahsnyder.com/gift, that's G-I-F-T, you will get a free channeled meditation directly to your inbox. You'll be able to download this and listen to it to help you go through all of your energy centers, release stress and tension so you can feel more grounded, balanced, and centered. This is just one technique to help you on your healing journey. Before we really deep dive into this, please seek out the appropriate medical or mental health professional advice. What I'm sharing with you today is just personal opinion and for information purposes only. The ending of a long-term relationship, what does that mean? It could mean a restructure of your finances, where you live, your relationships, if you have adult children or young children, how you're going to navigate that, and also the loss of friends and family that may have been linked or were identified with your relationship. There's going to be a lot of emotional ups and downs. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be experiencing that right now. My journey started 2.5 years ago in terms of realizing that my marriage was over. And I have taken the last 2 years to really take time to heal. So, 3 really important things I'd like you to keep in mind. First, patience and gentleness with yourself and with others, but most importantly, yourself. For those of us over the age of 40, we were raised in an environment where everything was of service to other people, especially our partners in life, how to dress, how to cook, how to satisfy, how to XYZ, you name it. Even though we were supposed to be having careers, we also were supposed to make sure that our mate was happy, and that was our priority. Even if that was not in the forefront of our mind, there is that programming. Look at any movie from the 80s and the 90s or pick up a magazine. They don't really have magazines so much anymore. You look at all of that subconscious programming that was going on. And then you start to think about what are these emotions that you're experiencing? We're out of alignment with source. We're out of our alignment with our higher self. Our higher self wants us to be in a state of joy, peace, and happiness. Many great teachers over the years, over the centuries, have explained to us and taught us that these relationships and the people in our lives can be some of the greatest teaching moments, because when we come here, we want to go on this journey through the human experience that we are growing, and the ending of a relationship can bring lots of opportunities for growth. Think about the child who's having growing pains. They're going through this growing pains, and ultimately they're going to get taller. They're going to grow. They're going to expand. Think of the ending of a relationship in the same way. You're going to get through this. And I promise you, you will get through this if you do the work. That is what your soul is asking you to do. That is what your higher self is asking you to do. It is now time to focus on yourself and do the work. So after we get through the initial shock, the initial, once you move out or you changed where you're living, your financial structures are changing, you're getting the attorneys, you're getting all those things, or, you know, if you're going through marriage, and I'm going to speak through marriage because some of you are aware that I got a divorce after 28 years of marriage. The separation happened, and the initial thought was, we're going to be friends. But then once you start going through the divorce process and you start looking at finances, a lot of emotions and a lot of thoughts can get involved, and it may not turn out the way you had hoped for. So you might have thought it was going to be one way and it ended up being another way. You don't have control over the other person, but we always have control over how we are going to react. So we can blame, we can be angry, we can not want to do the work, we can look to all these other reasons why the marriage ended or the relationship ended, but ultimately, at some point, once we start processing through these emotions, we realize we've got some work to do. These feelings are showing us something about ourselves. And it is not for us to beat ourselves up and tell us how terrible we are, how stupid we are, how can we be in this relationship? Yes, I've had moments of that myself. But really, if we can go back to a state of balance, and that's where the grounding and free meditation that I'm sharing with you, when you go to my website can be especially helpful because it's easier to make decisions and have clarity when we are not going through the midst of the muckety muck or the deep, deep feelings. All right. So first, patience and gentle with yourself. Second, having the courage to start doing the inner work. And third, this is a time for you to take care of yourself. Do whatever it takes to get yourself healthy because we cannot show for others if we don't take care of ourselves first. So what are some great ways we can do that? Journaling. Start journaling the feelings that are starting to come up. You may be surprised at some of the emotions that you're feeling. Their roots are coming from your childhood, perhaps if you believe in past lives, that it's coming in from another lifetime. But this is a great opportunity for you to start to journal and look at these feelings. Another thing you can do is start to go on nature walks. Nature has truly been one of my greatest mental health therapists. I would go on these walks and I would be by myself and I would talk out loud. I would talk out to my higher self. I'd talk out loud and talk to my guides, my angels, and I would ask for help. So you've got journaling, you've got meditation, you've got going on a nature walk. And by the way, nature walks can be a form of meditation. If you're into creativity, if you're into art, those are great things to look into. If you've had hobbies in the past that you set aside for whatever reason, because you were busy with marriage or raising a family, now's a great time to start looking at that. Reading, are there books, are there podcasts on this topic that can help you learn and figure out what it is your next steps are going to be? Okay, so patience and gentleness with yourself. Take the time to do the inner work, get active, going on walks, exercising, moving your body, and surrounding yourself with people that are going to be supportive, friends, family, and if they're not going to be supportive, do not have them in your life right now. I'm not saying cut them out. I'm just saying limit your exposure because right now, this is your personal journey and this is your time to have a little bit of selfishness. So when that marriage ends or that long-term relationship ends, your sense of identity might get off kilter. And then what? Well, that's when you get to start looking at your inner work and your inner journey. When two people get together, they're resonating. Perhaps you have certain beliefs and certain ideals that match up with the person in your life. And hopefully the two people are going to grow in the same direction. But if they're not growing in the same direction and it's an energy mismatch, then sometimes parting ways are going to be the best way to go. It's really about introspection, going within, because that's what our higher self wants us to do. Our higher self, our soul wants us to go inside and go within and grow from this. When we do the work and we get through the difficult times or the growing pains, there's going to be a growth in our journey. Journaling I have found to be especially helpful. Journaling, when you start to feel these emotions, get it down on paper. A lot of times we ruminate and we think about how things used to be, or we have a filter on how we thought things used to be, or we're having all these emotions of the ending and this new normal that you're going through. And when we get it down on paper, it's an energy release. There's a book that I just read and it's called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins. Now, David R. Hawkins is the one who created the map of consciousness. And this is where scientifically proven the different energy states of fear and grief and depression versus, say, the higher frequencies of love and peace and gratitude. And when we're in these lower vibrational states, they can feel so heavy on our bodies. If we don't process that, it can eventually result in physical issues. It can manifest in pains and different illnesses. So that's why it's important that we do our work. Our higher self doesn't want us to be in a state of depression. Really, our feelings are showing us where we are out of alignment. Now, I get it. I went through it. I went through that emotional roller coaster. I completely get it. But now that I'm on the other side of it, now that I've gone through the dark night of the soul on this, I can share with you that when you do your inner work, you will come out of this a much stronger person. So let's look at one of the emotions you might be experiencing and say it is anger. Okay, that's a common one, anger. The loss of the relationship. You might start to, as you're journaling, realize, wait a second, these roots, the root of this anger is really coming from a place where I wasn't able to say, you weren't able to express yourself when you were a child. And again, we're not here to blame. We're not here to criticize other people. This is an opportunity for you to be really focused on this healing journey. So say, for instance, you felt your belief, your perception, that's all that matters here, is that you weren't able to fully express yourself. So this anger that was perhaps repressed from childhood is now showing up now, and it's asking you to take a look at it. So in the book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins, I wrote down this quote. And this is a process that I've started doing with some of the emotions, like little weird emotions that'll pop up. And it's talking about letting go of the feelings, not analyzing, not ruminating, not trying to let the ego come with answers and justification, because that's where we actually get that into that endless loop. Why? So his suggestion is this: we surrender a feeling by allowing it to be there without condemning, judging, or resisting it. Okay, so we're not beating ourselves up. We're just going to notice the feeling. We simply look at it, observe it, and allow it to be felt without trying to modify it. Okay, we're not trying to change this here, right? We're just looking at it. We're not trying to modify it. We're not trying to repress it. We're not trying to make ourselves feel bad. He continues with, the willingness to relinquish a feeling will run out in due time. So looking at the feeling, noticing where you're feeling it. Just notice, oh, I can feel something in my gut, or I can feel something in my throat, and just breathe. And that's where that meditation that I mentioned earlier, that free gift meditation, can help you with this journey. So you can just notice, or you can just do a nice simple breathing technique. You can go, okay, I notice this anger. I'm feeling, where am I feeling the anger? Wow, I can feel this heaviness in my heart. Just look at it. Just look at it. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Don't wonder why it's there. Just look at it. And eventually, all of a sudden, it's like whoosh, and you can literally feel yourself feeling lighter. So I do recommend that book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins. Going through a divorce, having an ex-husband, and understanding that it's going to be a process of this connection that you had with this other person for a very long time. It's going to feel weird for a while. You've got this energetic connection that's dissolving, that is clearing out. And you're learning who you are, and you're learning this new normal. The patience, the gentleness, the self-love is so important. Your guides, your team, your angels, your higher self wants you to be in that state of higher vibrational frequency. Send lots of love to yourself. And the more you go through this journey, the easier it gets. It's like layers of an onion. You peel away the layers, you peel away the layers until all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm in a whole new space. I hope today's episode was helpful. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. Love and blessings. If you enjoyed this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.